SBS in deutscher Sprache.
Direkt am Mainufer im Herzen Frankfurts liegt das Deutsche Filmmuseum. An kaum einem anderen Ort auf der Welt ist die Geschichte des Films so greifbar wie hier. Seit anderthalb Jahren wird das Deutsche Filmmuseum von der US-amerikanischen Filmwissenschaftlerin Ellen Harrington geleitet. Zuvor hat Harrington in Los Angeles, also im Zentrum der Filmbranche schlechthin, gearbeitet. Harrington sagt, Filme faszinieren Menschen so sehr, weil sich Menschen in ihrem kompletten Leben an Geschichten orientieren.
We tell each other stories, our lives are stories. Movie going is something where you really are in a physical environment, also often if you're in a cinema, where you're totally transported into another world. And through music, through editing, through the way that the actors connect with the viewer, it's a deeply emotional experience. I think most people really have an emotional connection to the movies they love the most.
Warum sollte jemand, der gerne Filme schaut, das Deutsche Filmmuseum besuchen? Harrington erklärt, im Deutschen Filmmuseum sei die Geschichte des Films von der Pike auf ausgestellt. Beginnend mit sogenannten Guckkästen aus dem 18. Jahrhundert, die damals mit optischen Täuschungen gespielt haben und somit zu den ersten Vorläufern des modernen Films gehört haben.
Early cinema was really personal devices that people could own in their homes and collect, and then mobile storytellers, people who were then taking things like magic lanterns and going around to country fairs and towns where they would hang a sheet and project images and tell a story. So we have all of those kind of devices, and then we show very early motion picture cameras, you know, the very first Lumiere Brothers inventions, for example, where the shortest and the first movies made were captured.
Mindestens genauso spannend wie die Geschichte des Films ist die Frage, wie es mit Filmen weitergeht. Werden Kino und Fernsehen dank Netflix und Co. aussterben? Das glaubt Harrington, die Leiterin des Deutschen Filmmuseums, nicht.
I think it's important and useful to look at the way that moving images were developed, as we show in our exhibition, because many early devices were just meant for the home or meant for a single viewer. So there's always been a back and forth between private viewing and public viewing, and I think that that can continue. I think there'll always be a room for new releases in a big cinema with an audience, and there'll always be a desire to see something privately in your home, on your phone or on your television screen, on Netflix, and I think they can both coexist. So I'm hopeful about the future of movies.
Eines ist gewiss, egal wie sich die Filmszene auf der Welt auch entwickeln mag, jede Neuerung wird früher oder später im Deutschen Filmmuseum in Frankfurt ausgestellt werden. Um die Ausstellung im Museum attraktiv und aktuell zu halten, sind die Frankfurter Filmwissenschaftler um Harrington auf die Zusammenarbeit mit anderen Museen angewiesen. Harrington sagt, ein wichtiger Partner des Deutschen Filmmuseums komme aus Melbourne.
The Museum of the Moving Image is again one of the other top film museums in the world, and they're creating a lot of unique exhibitions, and we are all part of a community that tends to share exhibition content and borrow collection items from one another. So I previously was in Los Angeles at the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, and we had many collaborations. And now we're actually in discussion. We hope to take an exhibition from Melbourne here to Frankfurt, probably in about a year and a half.
Harrington verspricht, auch bevor die Ausstellung aus Melbourne nach Frankfurt komme, sei das Filmmuseum auf jeden Fall ein Besuch wert, besonders auch für Australier.
What I like about Frankfurt and I like about this museum is they're both very, very international. From an Australian point of view, if you come to the museum, you would see films from every continent, every decade. It isn't just German film, it's Australian, it's US, it's, you know, South American and Asian. And it's really showing that you can immerse yourself in the whole world in a very short period of time if you come here to the film museum.
Auf der Suche nach einem guten Kinderbuch? Wertvolle Tipps finden Sie im Podcast Abenteuer lesen. Jede Woche neu.